Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome back to The Credit Connection. I'm your host and credit guru, David Brown, with High Tech Lending, where we do the work and you get the credit. You can contact me through our website, reloans.com, with any questions or scenarios. Today's show, we're going to go over questions that you've put forth from the last show. What options are there for damaged or neglected properties and their financing? And a little known tidbit about a lender that is fast, quick, low rates, and nearly always says yes without a credit report or qualifying. So we'll let you know who that is. Here are some of the questions that and comments from our last show. First, Laura asked, can you expand a little bit more on what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are? I've heard of these names, but don't know exactly what they are or who they are. Well, Laura, first of all, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they are quasi-government secondary markets for loans. For example, let's say your local bank does a mortgage loan and they fund it for $200,000. They will then sell that loan to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, one or the other, and get their $200,000 back and repeat the process all over again. So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the holders, and they're also the ones with the guidelines and requirements for lending for that type of conforming product. Right now, they're both also under receivership by the Congress, and from the bailouts that occurred back in the 2008 days, and Congress hasn't gotten them out of receivership, predominantly because they are now one or two of the most profitable companies in the United States, and all those funds are going back into the Treasury. So, at any rate, not good for stockholders, but hopefully they'll come out of receivership and get back on their own feet before long. Then Larry, he asked, regarding the new tax law, please explain on the point of reducing the deductions of homeowners and the effects. Am I grandfathered in with my current mortgage? Will it be phased in to existing mortgages? How many people will this affect, and by how much? And then also HELOCs. Well, first of all, the deductions do affect you if your loans are greater than $750,000. The old rule was that the deductions were up to a maximum of $1 million, and now the new rules require that the maximum will be $750,000 on all loans after April 1st of this year. So, if you have a previous loan and it happens to be greater than $750,000 up to the $1 million, no changes. It's only when you refinance it and you want to put in a loan over $750,000 will you have an issue. So that's the deal for that. So it will be grandfathered in to the extent you don't refinance. Then finally, how many people will this affect? Well, not many people have mortgages over $750,000. So it's going to affect a minimum amount of folks for the most part. And they still will have the deduction up to the $750,000. So the marginal amount of the $250,000up to the $1 million is what they're losing, basically. So everything else remains the same. And then the HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, most of you may have one of those. The interest on that will no longer be deductible after this year. So what I see is that a lot of people will be refinancing their existing home mortgage, incorporating that home equity line into the new mortgage for the deduction. So that's one way to get that done, but it won't be a line. It'll now be a fixed part of your mortgage cost and won't have the flexibility of a credit line. So, and Glenn, thanks Larry for that question. Glenn asked, David, you mentioned what a reverse mortgage may be easier to qualify for than a forward mortgage. Please explain with an example. Okay, Glenn, let's say Bonnie and Clyde have a $250,000 mortgage at 5% on their $600,000 home and a modest auto loan of $300 per month. Their income is just Social Security and a small pension of $4,000 a month. Based on the conforming guidelines, and we mentioned that earlier, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, a forward mortgage would allow a 43% debt-to-income ratio, or based on that income, $1,720 maximum for all debts and housing expenses. Well, the principal and interest payment would be $1,090 per month, plus property tax of $500, plus insurance of another $100, plus $300 for the car, for a total housing and debt load of $1,990. Well, this is significantly over the maximum of $720 and now creates a debt-to-income ratio of 49.8%. No loan for Bonnie and Clyde, which is probably why they stole money from banks. However, a reverse mortgage does not require a payment, therefore moves the debt-to-income ratio down to 22.5%, as they still have taxes, insurance, and the auto loan, but there'll be no mortgage payment required. It's a flexible payment plan. They can make it, but their ratios aren't going to be an issue. I hope that answers your question there, Glenn. Then Joy, she leaves me a message, an email. If a home falls into disrepair, then you could be in default on the loan, but if the property needs a new roof or other repair, I will not qualify? Who defines what work needs to be done? Well, if you already have a mortgage, you're living in your home, you don't have to do any repair, it's yours. The existing mortgage that you have could default on the property if it goes into neglect or waste. And that's really what they're trying to avoid. If there were a foreclosure, they don't want to take a substandard property. So they make you keep it up right up to the point where they foreclose, if that's a choice. So it makes it more difficult for fixed income elderly people to come up with additional capital because they don't have a change in their income for repairs such as roofs and long-term improvement projects. So the issue is that it can be in default if the owner allows for the neglect and decay of the property for either a reverse or a forward loan. Predominantly, this is a health and safety issue on the lender's collateral and not necessarily cosmetic. When getting a new reverse mortgage, the borrower can actually list the repairs needed for a roof or wheel ramp or wheelchair ramp or safety bars and rails. And then that capital or in that refinance, they would advance that capital for those repairs at the closing, and then making those funds available to make the repairs. Great questions, everyone. If you have any questions, go to my website, reloans.com, check the contact us, and enter in your questions or scenarios. In the news this week is the tragedy in Montecito and the awesome power of Mother Nature. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, victims, and first responders of the mudslides. All of us have some connection with a victim, or indirectly or directly and personally. I saw the home of a on the news that once belonged to my in-laws with significant damage, such that it took out a three-car garage and a wall. I also knew the realtor, Rebecca Reskin, who perished in the disaster. So again, my thoughts and prayers are out with those people. But for properties that have had damage or neglected, there is a specific program out there for the remodeling and repair of those properties. And we're going to talk about those in just a second. So stand by. We'll go deeper into this niche financing right after our break. You're here listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown of High Tech Lending. Stand by.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law, Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to get back into discussing our financing for properties that have been damaged, neglected, or just plain ugly homes that need an upgrade. We've all seen this predominantly through the foreclosure era that was from 2009 to 2011, basically. People would strip out, they'd leave their home, strip out the copper, take all the appliances, and you couldn't refinance or couldn't buy those properties until they were fixed up. So what you would do is, how do I get the capital? I don't want to put it in before I buy it. I can't buy it with a loan because they won't lend me the money if I don't have the repairs made. So, and this includes everything from broken windows to lack of kitchen appliances or bathroom fixtures, things of that nature. So I'm going to tell you about this program that would help for those types of properties or damaged or otherwise. It's called the FHA 203K program. The FHA 203K is basically, if you want to get a loan to buy a fixer-upper, get cash to make the repairs, that's exactly what this program's for and can do for you. You find them, you qualify for them. Basically, it's property driven, but the difference is that there's a standard and then there's a streamlined 203K mortgage loan. The types of loans that you might look at, the 203K is a FHA home renovation loan that includes both the cost of buying the home and the renovation cost. It's given to those who choose to rehab a damaged or older home. The home purchase and renovation loan is backed by the Federal Housing Administration and funded by the 203K mortgage lenders. There are two types, the renovation loans available, the standard and streamline. And we'll explain the differences and go over the pros and cons. So what this allows you to do is that, let's say you have a home for $200,000, and that's what you can buy it for in its present condition. But it needs a new roof, it needs a new kitchen, it needs new flooring, and all that is going to cost an additional $25,000 before you can go into it. Well, Now the price is $200,000, and you have to put in another $25,000. So that's a total of $225,000. But your purchase price was $200. Well, that's why this program allows you to go to the new purchase price. They'll look at it as completed at the $225,000 level. So with that, you can then increase the loan amount because FHA will allow for a 96.5% loan. So you could finance all those improvements with this loan program. And once you close it, then you can put in the improvements per the schedule that you you give them. So anyway, these are some of the pros involved with it. Still, it's only 3.5% down payment required. Have a 640 or better credit score to qualify. And then you get the extra cash to make the cosmetic or repairs. And on the streamline, you can borrow up to an additional $35,000 above the purchase price for repairs, for renovations and such, whether it be a new roof or flooring or appliances. What they don't like on the streamline is where you're moving load-bearing walls and things of that nature. Then you're getting into the standard product rather than the streamline. So you can do the major repairs, but like I said, that would be with a standard product. They also offer adjustable rate or fixed rate mortgages. Some of the cons on this is that you must hire a professional licensed general contractor. There's no DIY repairs for this. Even if you are a contractor, you'll want to have a general that you can contract with to oversee the repairs for the larger non-streamlined product. It's not eligible for investment property. So if you're thinking I'm going to do this to a five-unit building and it won't be available, it's only for 1 to 4 units and you have to occupy one of the residences. It does require mortgage insurance, which is typical of all FHA loans. And then it does have extended closing times because you're dealing with construction consultants, and you need to get their feedback and permits and things of that nature. Not all lenders offer the 203K, so make sure you talk to your lender and make sure that they're able to do that type of program. But it does take a little bit more time. There's more time, more effort involved in getting this. But the interest rates are still good, and it's a good program for that. Loan requirements still meet with FHA 203K eligibility, but the purchaser also needs to meet the criteria set by FHA to qualify. So again, as I said, the purchaser has to have a minimum 640 credit score and a solid employment history, no late payments in the last 12 months, no bankruptcies or foreclosures within the last 36 months, proof of income, which is typical, so like tax returns and so forth. And then you'd have to have a 3.5% down payment available for this program. And as I was saying, eligible properties include single families, 1 to 4 unit homes, which have been completed for at least by 1 year, detached or detached homes, including condos. Condos, though, they're going to just require interior improvements only because it's a condo, you won't be changing the outside walls or anything along those lines. Modular housing units off-site can be moved to a property for that purpose as well, for improvements. So that would also be a doable project. Teardowns or demolitions, they work, but you have to have at least a portion of the original foundation to remain. So if you're going to tear down the house, leave a wall, probably you're going to want to do that just for your permit cost as well, not making it a whole new project. The standard version, as I said, was much more extensive with regards to projects, structural repairs, moving of walls, making it maybe a three-bedroom into a four-bedroom, things like that. And if you're not able to occupy the home during the construction, at least the 203K loan will allow for an interest rate or interest to be pre-funded through the loan as well. So you could have five months worth of interest included in your loan cost for the project. The other type is a streamline, which is the easiest. It doesn't require a full-on contractor or general. You can do some of the work, a lot of the work yourself. And it's predominantly for cosmetic repairs, requiring up to $35,000 in repairs for the property. Streamline loans, you can buy the home, borrow the money for the repairs, and just have one mortgage payment. It's a this refinance eliminates quite a bit of paperwork and that's required for the standard 203K mortgage, making it a simpler process. It's a whole lot easier. An appraiser will give you a list of recommended repairs and in some cases required repairs. You'll get a bid from a HUD contractor and pass it along to your lender. The maximum cash amount available for repairs is $35,000. You'll have a time frame for the repairs to be completed after the final appraisal. Included in the final appraisal. Once the construction is complete, that'll be the new value that the lender will give it, and that'll be the new purchase price. After the appraisal, then the work, repair and replacement of roofs are included, gutters, downspouts, existing heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems. These are all part of what the program is for replacing or upgrading. And don't forget that a lot of these you can upgrade for energy efficiencies, for solar, things of that nature as well, that are all included. Painting, flooring, appliances, weatherization, basement waterproofing, not that there's many basements in our neighborhood, but that's a popular spot. Replace or adding exterior decks, patios, porches, windows themselves, replacing those for weatherization or efficiency. Door replacements and exterior siding. You could replace your septic system or a well, and replace improvements or accessibility, removal of lead-based paint, stabilization or abatement for those types of hazards. One thing you won't be able to put in is a new pool. That's not considered a rehab, but a major improvement. So pools and hot tubs, they're not going to allow those. Okay. And again, the loan allows you to get one loan for both the purchase of the home and all the cost of repairs. The standard 203K rehab loan is for homes that require major improvements. There is no time limit for the amount of cash you're able to receive for repairs. There is more intensive paperwork requirements for the standard 203K loans. You are allowed up to 6 months of mortgage payments into the loan. You'll have a HUD consultant that is assigned to oversee the work that's needed. And basically, they're signing off that it's been done to a workmanlike condition and the work has been completed. The amount of paperwork is rather involved for the standard. It's much easier for the streamline, but again, the streamline is limited to the $35,000. For the major repairs and rehabilitation, you can change load-bearing walls, new construction, including room additions, structural repairs, requiring detailed drawings or architectural exhibits, landscaping or similar site amenities improvement. Any repair requiring a work schedule longer than 3 months or rehabilitation activities that require more than two payments per specialized contractor improvements that require a plan reviewer. So this is where it would go into the major or standard 2013K. The maximum loan to value is 96.5%, which is pretty attractive, particularly when you realize that you're financing all the repairs as well. The 203K refinance, you can refinance your current mortgage rather than doing a purchase. So if you had a roof repair and didn't want to do it as a equity line, the 203K loan would still work for that. It can be done for a refinance. It doesn't always have to be done for a purchase, but there will be the repairs to be made. The same rules apply to the streamline or the standard 203K loan. So instead of having to borrow money on a credit card or take out high interest loans or equity lines, the 203K refinance, you can get the money for repairs and roll the cost into your mortgage. 203K loans are great for first-time buyers. However, they're available for all owner-occupied properties. The 203K loans are FHA loans. They're only for borrowers who intend to occupy the property as their primary residence. Investors aren't allowed for that product. And again, the credit score requirements, because rehab loans provide borrowers with additional cash over and beyond the purchase of the home, they're considered a bit more risky. Because of the increased risk, the minimum credit score is going to be 640. For the down payments for these products, borrowers will need to meet the same requirements as any other FHA loan. Qualifications for the two loan types is very similar, besides the high credit requirement of 640. The 203K down payment is just the 3.5% of the purchase amount or rehab value. Mortgage insurance, the mortgage insurance premium or MIP on a 203K loan is typical like any other FHA loan and approximately 0.85%. The program does allow you to close the home and with the improvement capital for repairs. So consider the loan for a purchase of that ugly home or fixer-upper with no heat, missing kitchen and fixtures. It is a good product for you to know about and one that I think makes sense for those that want those types of homes and do a lot of sweat equity. Okay, I promised you to tell you about a little lender who would give easy loans. So the easiest lender today will lend to you at a low adjustable rate, have flexible terms, and no credit inquiry or underwriting. Why would they do this? I'll tell you why. Because they're the best collection agency in the world and have a remarkable track record of collections. Who is this amazing lender, you might ask? It's the IRS. If you cannot make your tax payment, they have a plan for you with no qualifying and rates below most credit cards. Just fill out their installment agreement and you're done. So if you don't have cash available or want to use it for something else, the IRS is a great lender. That's because they're also great at collections. That's it for today's show. Remember, the FHA 203K loan program for remodeling or upgrading a home, and the IRS for a quick, easy financing of your tax bill. Go to my website, reloans.com, with your questions, comments, and scenarios. I'm your host of The Credit Connection, David Brown, with High Tech Lending. I hope I've given you value for this time, and you'll be back here for our next show at KSMA 1240 AM radio. Remember, The Credit Connection by David Brown, where we do the work and you get the credit. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.